is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He is holding it down for us in New York City. It doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Thank you for being here. I'll be hanging out for the next 2 hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've already had a busy show. The NFL Draft Combine is underway in Indianapolis, Indiana. We had a chat with Sam Brookhouse from Sumer Sports. He is live on the scene. We talked about the return of Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce says he has some unfinished business. Can't go out a loser. And speaking of the combine, Travis Hunter says, I'm not competing here. You got to wait for my pro day. Abdul Carter says, yeah, I got a stress reaction in my foot, but I don't need surgery. I'll be perfectly fine. We got Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford having meetings that are making reporters want to fight each other. Kevin Durant no longer fighting with Draymond Green says, yeah, I didn't want a trade in the middle of the season. I didn't want that. I'd rather lose on the Phoenix Suns. I'd rather do that. And we have so much more to get into. We found out about the NFL salary cap. Guess what? It's gone up. NFL makes more money, which means that we got a bunch of teams with some money to spend this offseason. Greg Popovich gives an update on his future. Anthony Davis doesn't sound so sure that the Lakers, some of the Lakers had no idea that he was about to be traded. I think he might be looking at you, LeBron James. And of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that happened this day in sports history. You can call me up anytime at 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief as I sit in my giant box in the sky, also known as a studio on Peachtree Street in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm watching the NFL Combine. Because what the hell else am I going to look at? I guess there's basketball on. I guess I'll put that on another screen. Hickey, I got to be honest, man. I understand the NFL Combine is now prime time. I remember sitting around in the middle of the day watching the Combine. But, like, you've seen one guy run, you've seen them all. I don't think we're going to have any more, you know, superhuman feats of strength. The only thing I feel that's impressive about the Combine now is if you got a 500-pound guy that runs a 4.2. Outside of that, I'm like, whatever. Nobody is picking up a house and dragging it across the field, you know? I don't know.
It's pretty boring. It sucks. Even like guys running fast and Xavier Worthy going for the 40 record last year, like, sure, it's cool, but it's also guys running 40 yards and that's, like, it's very boring to watch. There's nothing exciting about the combine.
This is going to sound crazy. You're going to be like, man, this JR is an idiot. Hickey, have we peaked as a human race physically? I don't know. Have we?
That's a great question. I don't think so, but I also think we're close.
Like, how much more can a guy lift? How much? Okay, now we got fast guys. But guys you would typically look at and go, man, this guy's fat and slow. Now he's running fast. It's like, okay, what else can we do? All right, we got plenty of little guys who can lift a lot of weight. Now we got fat guys who can now run fast. Okay, big whoop-de-doo. What do we got next? I do not care. There used to be a time, I don't know, guys were busting out on the bench press, and this is whatever. And here's the thing, Hickey. Is it necessary? No. Is it going anywhere? Hell no. NFL can put it on primetime, and now they dragging media outside to be a part of it. So, I don't know. Whatever. When are you going to run the 40? When are you going to go try this stuff out?
Never. I'd be petrified of popping a hammy.
Have you pulled a hamstring before?
I have not, but I've also not run 40 yards at full speed in a long time.
Oh, my God.
So, I'd be like, When we went to the draft 2 years ago in Vegas, or 3 years ago, whatever it was.
You ran on that little backfield thing?
No. I was going to say, I saw it there, and a lot of fans ran the 40, and they had, like, you know, other combine-esque things for fans and media to do. I think Maggie ran.
That's right. She did. Yeah.
I would not run. I did not run then. I would not run if presented in front of me again.
Well, damn. When's the last time you ran for anything?
I did go on a run on Monday when it was nice out here, but like it's a slow jog, you know.
It's a jog. It's,
a few miles. You know, I'm not getting in a 3-point stance and firing off to run as fast as I can for a 40. Probably last time I did a 40 is when I tried out for Penn State. Did not go well.
For the football team?
Yeah.
Wide receiver, right?
Wide receiver.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, did not make the team. also, spoiler alert, did not run very fast.
If 4.8.
I would take that. I don't know if I'd be below 5. I don't know.
Okay.
I would like to think so, but I don't know.
I think I ran a 40, and I think I was like a 5-something hickey.
What are you talking about? Your knees. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, it was like 5-something, yeah. This was maybe, what year is it? It's 2025? This might have been 10 years ago. I'm probably faster now than I was then. Hickey, I used to be fast. I don't know. I've never been physically motivated or inclined to say, man, I need to be an athlete. You know, maybe it's height. Yeah, I'm only 5'8". Why do I want to run around and do anything? I was like, whatever. I didn't care. And then my knees, you make a good point. But I was fast, man. I could have ran, but never cared. Never cared as much.
Well, especially when it comes to running, who cares? That's something I can never get excited about, but especially now, like, would you ever run a 40 again?
Would I ever run one again?
Yeah.
No, bro, I don't do nothing anymore, no.
I think you're just asking for an injury. I don't need to be on Radio Row at the draft of the Super Bowl trying to nurse a hamstring injury because I was trying to, you know, be a tough guy and run a 40.
Yeah, man, I'm not trying to outrun anybody. I'm not trying to outlift any. I'm just trying to be alive and pain-free, okay?
Well, you're so old, but that's so true. I just want to wake up, get out of bed, and feel good, period, stop. Don't have to be jacked. Don't have to run fast. Just let me feel good.
I'm not outside trying to prove anything to anybody.
That's maturity right there.
Because at the end of the day, I'm the one who has to wake up in my body, all right? I don't need to prove a damn thing. So as I say that, Nikola Jokic is jogging down the basketball. Does he lift a weight, Hickey? What does he do, like 5 pounders and just bust ass? That's what he does.
Flab.
How the hell can he? I guess he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't do the hookah like. What's the other guy's name?
Luka.
Doncic. Yeah. Maybe he doesn't do the hookah. Only the beer. I know. Jokic drinks the beer. I don't know if he does the hookah.
Well, he's allowed to, right? He's a big man. Technically, that's, you know, held to a lesser standard physically.
The guy, he runs the offense. He's basically the point guard out there. Come on.
Well, I guess unlike Luka, in the Mavs' eyes, he, being Jokic, has not allowed the beer habits to impact his ability to run the offense.
Man,
he doesn't drink and drive the offense.
He plays all the time. And he plays and here's the other thing. Hickey, does Jokic get tired? I've never seen him huffing and puffing and He looks out of shape. He probably has the best conditioning in the league. He's playing 36 minutes a night. And for the Hickey, he plays. He plays all the time. The least amount of games he's ever played, he played 69 games, I want to say the year that Joel Embiid won MVP. 69. Last year, Jokic played 79 games. Before that, 74, 72, 73, 80, 75, 73, 80. Like, he's missing like 8 to 10 games for little knick-knack injuries, and he looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
And jumps like him, too. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, he is amazing. And when you watch him in person, he orchestrates the entire game. He's like a basketball robot. He doesn't get in trouble. He doesn't get rushed. It's not like he's out there crossing people up and he cannot be stopped. He's just a basketball bully. He's the guy at LA Fitness who is busting your ass. Maybe if Jokic cut down on the beer, he'd be averaging 40, 20, and 20 a game. He's just a freak. Anyway, speaking of a freak in a different way, This guy is a physical marvel. This guy is a sight to behold. His name is Myles Garrett. We know Myles Garrett dating back to Super Bowl week. He pretty much told the Cleveland Browns publicly, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be a part of your rebuild. I don't care who you draft that quarterback. I don't care who you bring in. I want out. Well, we heard from Andrew Berry at the time, the general manager, who said, well, we don't want him to leave. We want him to stay here. He reiterated that point when he spoke to the media this week. Andrew Berry at the combine, a matter of fact, 2 days ago, he spoke to ESPN and he said Myles Garrett, this physical freak, he said that he is unmovable.
For us, Myles is under contract. We love him. He's a good player. So for us, it's really as simple as that. You know, we don't envision a scenario where he's no longer a member of the Cleveland Browns. He's a franchise player for us. So we're going to keep him in Cleveland.
Unmovable?
Unmovable.
Is unmovable a word? I don't even know. Is unmovable a word? Unmovable. It's something that is not able to be moved or changed. What a shock. I always heard it's something else. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Myles Garrett, the report has come out that this man still wants to leave. It doesn't matter what they say. He wants out of Cleveland. He doesn't a new contract. I've always said, man, if they write a big enough check, he's going to say, fine, I'll take the money and I'll stay. Apparently, that is not the case. Diana Rossini says there's no amount of money where Myles Garrett wants to stick around in Cleveland. That's when look, if LeBron James wanted to leave home, Myles Garrett don't got a damn thing to do with them. He's from Texas. I can see him leaving. I thought the money would save him. And maybe this is still the case. Maybe he will still sign a big old contract and stay. Time will tell. But here's the deal. If you're the Cleveland Browns and you are already getting ready to start over and bring in a quarterback and Myles Garrett is already in his early 30s. Yeah, he may be wrecking quarterbacks for the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years. This is no sure thing that you're going to be competitive. We don't know who you'll select at QB. You could bring in Shedeur Sanders and he could suck. You could bring in Cam Ward and he could be terrible. There's no guarantee. And now you got to pay Myles Garrett all this money just to be bad. I mean, are there enough jersey sales in the world? The Cleveland Browns are stupid. I mean, sometimes you got to cut your losses. Okay. You can take Myles Garrett and turn him into two defensive linemen. Then go ahead and do it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Lee is calling from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Lee, what's up?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. And all I have to say is I can relate to what you were saying, brother, you know, about the basketball team and everything, because I played college baseball. And I will tell you this, on a live television interview, I had my head coach, even though I was 8-0 for the season, had a 0.42 ERA. My head coach said that Lee Etheridge is living proof you do not have to be an athlete to participate in athletics. So,
were you David Wells? You like David Wells or something? You look like Big Poppy?
No. Oh, my God, no, I couldn't. Are you kidding me? I had two left feet. I'd trip over myself. But for some reason, I could throw a 92-mile-an-hour fastball when I was in college. And I had a great 12-6 curveball. Okay, other than that, I had a straight changeup that I hung every time that got hit over the lights every time I threw it.
Right, right.
But my point is that, you know, still, I was undefeated, 0.42 ERA.
Wow.
And I was not an athlete, okay? All I had was
don't sell yourself short. You were an athlete. You just weren't the most athletic. There's a difference. Come on.
Well, when it came to being athletic, okay, like, and I actually took that as a compliment when the coach said that about me, because it just proved that all my hard work pays off. And please let everybody else, whoever listens to the show, know that if you work hard, it doesn't matter how athletic you are, you can still make it work for you. Because I did until I blew my rotator cuff out.
Oh, that works for you. That don't work for everybody else, Lee. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the kind words, though. Come on, man. Don't tell people that lie. Hickey, why that man come on the radio lying to people? Did he just? Did I understand what he just said? Did he just say if you try, you know, don't let people tell you? Like, trying can help you. It's not going to make it happen for you, right?
Right. It helps, but
we got a lot of people who can try. I can try to push a car. You want to know something? I'm not Mark Henry. It's not going to happen, okay? I can try a lot of things. I don't mean it's going to happen. Hickey, one of our guys, and shout out to my guy, Paul, here in IT. Hickey, of course, is the guy in IT. He had a Rubik's Cube sitting on his desk. Hickey, you know that thing was completed?
By him, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, well, why? Because he's in IT?
You said it, not me. You said, of course, you know, he's in IT. Of course he's in IT. He's got a Rubik's Cube. Look, those guys are smart.
I walked by his desk, and I said, bro, you got to tell me how you solved that thing. And he told me how to solve it. And I'm like, man, I can't do that. I'm not sitting down doing that.
You could try for hours.
You could. It would never happen. I've been trying for hours since I was a kid. It hasn't happened yet. He's like, oh, you got to do one side and then do the other side. I'm like, yeah, I heard this. I've seen this. But I thought you'd give me a simpler explanation here. I said, I'm not trying this crap. I can try to complete a Rubik's Cube. It ain't going to happen. I'm not doing it. You ever done one of those things?
I've tried, not for hours, because I kind of give up pretty quickly, but I've tried for a few minutes here and there and never come close. Never even gotten aside.
Hickey, I think I need to be doing what I need to do in life. I am not running a marathon. I'm not running a race. I'm not pushing my body to its physical limits. I'm not getting involved in physical competition. I'm not trying to solve a Rubik's Cube. I don't want to sit down and do a puzzle. Give me a drink. Every now and then, give me a good cigar and leave me alone and keep your puzzles and your Rubik's Cubes and your competition. I'm good.
You don't want to do one of those Ironman marathon,
oh my God,
100-mile bike ride, like 3-mile swim in like the desert? You don't want to do that?
Hey, so let me tell you something. I met Hines Ward covering him doing one of those things. He did it out in Hawaii.
Really?
Hines Ward. Did you know Hines Ward did that?
No.
Ironman?
No.
Hines Ward trained to do that race. I want to say he did it maybe a couple of times, okay? So I had a front row. I didn't go to Hawaii to go check him out, but I spoke to him about it a bunch of times, talked about his training and, you know, would see him every now and then. And like, if I wanted to do that crap, I could. But man, who's doing that? Who's doing an Ironman outside of proving that, you know, you got it good and your body is good? Why do you want to do that? Here, let me read this out off to people. What is an Ironman? Hickey, don't Google Ironman, okay? Because that stupid guy in that red suit pops up. What do I search?
Ironman race? Triathlon?
Yeah, triathlon, yeah. It's like a full marathon, which is 26 miles.
Right.
And then you got to swim. Yeah, well, come on.
Usually 2 or 3 miles, I think you got to swim.
Bro, look at this.
That's like a 100-mile bike ride or something.
140-mile race? What?
Yeah.
Is there a pot of gold at the end? Like, or is it just my personal satisfaction? Like, what are we doing?
You do get a medal, I'm pretty sure.
Man, I don't want no damn medal. How much is it worth? Come on.
Well, for those people doing it, priceless.
A 2.5-mile swim. No thanks. A 112-mile bike ride. No thanks. Hickey, what is that? From New York City to Philly?
That's a long ride.
What are we doing? That might be longer than New York to Philly. And then a 26-mile run? What? It's considered one of the most challenging one-day sporting events in the world.
Gee, wow. I'm shocked to hear that.
One day. How far is New York City to Philly? How many miles? Let's see.
How many power gels do you think those guys and gals go through? Probably like 100? You can't eat real food.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You'd be throwing that up.
Oh.
Hickey, New York to Philly is 94 miles.
Wow.
The Ironman is 112.
Starting in the burbs of New York City on like Long Island, going to the past Philly.
Yeah.
Going to the burbs of Philly. My goodness.
Could you imagine hearing somebody going, hey, what are you going to do? Well, I want to test my body. What you gonna do? You gonna how many laps you gonna run today? I'm gonna run from New York to Philly. Hickey, I'd be. Are you on drugs? Like, are you on drugs? Like, what drug are you on right now? Oh my God, that makes me sick thinking about it. I want to have a beer after hearing that. Okay, that's what I want to do. 112 miles running and 26. This is on a bike. God bless him, not me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'd rather watch Nikola Jokic run up and down the court. That's better for me. And have a beer. And do my radio show. I'll do all of the things. I ain't running no triathlon. When we come back, we're going to talk to a guy who may not even have a job. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We were talking about athletes on the other side of the break. We had a wide range. Miles Garrett, a freak athlete, doesn't want to stay in Cleveland. Doesn't matter how much they offer him, he wants to be traded. Does not care. Talked about Luka Doncic. We know his nickname, Huka Doncic. He likes to smoke that hookah and drink that beer. And then we have a multiple-time MVP, one of the greatest bigs the NBA's ever seen, and Nikola Jokic. He's flopping around my screen right now in a studio, just whooping ass. Yeah, man, athletes come in different shapes and different sizes. They do. I told you, these are active guys. I said I would never run a triathlon. Man, looking at what they did is crazy. But anyway, I did tell you that there is a guy. He may not be able to do anything in a couple of months. He may be out of the entire NFL. This guy's name is Justin Tucker. After, what, 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks, following additional accusations that push the accusers up to, what, about 16 at this point in time? Both Justin Tucker and his wife decided to respond. But earlier in the week, we heard from John Harbaugh, the coach of the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are basically waiting for the NFL to continue or finish their investigation before they do anything. John Harbaugh had to say this regarding the allegations against Justin Tucker.
It's not what you want to wake up and read. You know, you don't want to read about it. It's not something you want to see. I don't care what it is in terms of, you know, things that are hurtful and harmful to people. There's too many headlines like that. Too many stories that you hear that just make you just sad, you know, disappointed. You don't want to ever see a circumstance, a situation, especially as if it relates to, you know, your world where anybody's made to feel less than great when they come and are involved in a work experience somewhere, you know, and as it touches all of us in our lives, we want to do everything we can to make sure that this is just the opposite, that everybody feels like they have a great work experience. You guys have been at our place every day, and you know what we try to do with that. So that's just really a tough deal.
Yeah, and I mean, he didn't stop there. He basically said that we will be looking at kickers in the NFL draft. And I would expect that Justin Tucker is gone. I mean, even with the accusations, we don't know if one is true or two are true or three or four. We don't know that. I wasn't there. You weren't there either. It's the distraction part that's there. And so Justin Tucker has responded, and it's not just him. His wife has responded as well. His wife, Amanda Tucker, says, "The false allegations against Justin have caused so much hurt to our family. I believe my husband, and I love and support him fully." That's it. That's what she said. Justin Tucker, on the other hand, he has a big old explanation that I'm not sitting here reading the whole thing. Yeah, but I give you the short version. "Over the last 4 weeks, I've spent countless hours replaying every interaction I've had with bodywork professionals over the last 13 years. I can assure whoever is reading this that I have never intended to disrespect anyone, cross any boundary, or make anyone feel uncomfortable in any way whatsoever. It devastates me to know that anyone I have worked with would have felt respected and valued as a professional, but more importantly, as a person. And to anyone who has felt otherwise, I'm sorry." I'm sorry. That's what he said. I wonder how long it took between him and his wife to put that message together. I mean, I'm sure a PR crisis person looked it up and These things are tricky, man. Things are tricky. I just know, given his status from last, if he was 25 years old and he was kicking that ball through the uprights all the damn time, yeah, they wouldn't be looking for kickers. They would really wait for the investigation. But, man, they're going to kick his ass on out of Baltimore. Come on. Instead of sitting on all those commercials, he's going to have to work in the supermarket for the commercial. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Bentley is calling from Massachusetts. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Now, I'm the only Bills fan in my family, and I think that Abdul Carter, since he's not getting that surgery, he's not actually hurt. I think that he wants to drop a couple picks to come play in New England with Mike Vrabel.
Okay. What do you got? Is that a conspiracy theory? Is that just a thought of yours?
It's just a thought of mine.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bentley, for sharing your thoughts. 855-212-4227. Chris is here from Birmingham. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Chris?
How you doing, JR? Let me talk to you for a second. Tomorrow starts for my Boston Celtics tomorrow. It's called two things, a revenge tour and a lock-in tour. After that debacle against one of the worst teams in the league last year, in the Pistons, it's time to lock the freak in, man. It's gonna be like 50 Cent before he got shot. We're gonna be shooting come Friday against them. This the quote unquote best team in the NBA and the Cavs tomorrow. We're gonna be shooting out the TD Garden shooting the windows out the TD Garden, baby.
Did you say son of Babel? What are you doing right now? You sound kind of busy. You okay?
I'm good.
Okay, you said 50 Cent. No, I don't want to know what you're doing. You said before 50 Cent got shot, what?
I said we're going to be shooting out the windows in TD Garden. You'll think 50 Cent got shot all over again.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the way we're going to be shooting it out, man, it's going to be crazy in TD Garden come tomorrow at 7. Right. Because guess what? We got something to prove. We got a chip on our shoulder. Steve Kerr in the Olympics. Oh, yeah, we got something to prove there.
And
you know what else we got to prove?
I don't want to know.
The champs are still here. You don't want to know.
Well, you slow down. Damn it, please. Damn. Like, they're the champs. There's nothing to prove. Let me know what they do in June. Chris, thank you, man. Appreciate you. Man. Hickey, what was that, a bottle? That sounded like a Diet Coke in the back.
Definitely some sort of plastic bottle. Boy, that's...
There's a lot of heavy a lot of heavy breathing in that conversation. I don't want to know what he was doing.
Have you ever heard of the defending champs having a quote-unquote revenge tour?
And a chip on the shoulder. No, No.
In March, by the way, late February, early March, we got the chip on the shoulder, JR.
No. Look, man, ain't nobody thinking about the Celtics. You want to know why nobody's thinking about the Celtics? Because they should be competing for another championship in June. Their fans aren't even thinking about them, bro. Like, it's just like, wake me up when June comes. Are we champs? Yes, good. Okay. Come on. It's like, hey, what's going on in the West? Who do we got to beat in the East? How's Porzingis? Can he stand up and walk? Good. There's nothing else for the Celtics to think about. Nothing. Give it a break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Oh, man. Hickey, in another life, I'm going to be one of these people who stages food for commercials.
That's really, that's what inspires you, huh? You like that job?
I have been inspired to run to Panera Bread. Okay? They make this look good on TV. They make all the food look good on TV. When you get it at the store, it looks like crap. Look like they stepped on it, man.
What's the worst? What brand or store is the worst when it comes to the disparity between the commercials and real life? Come on.
Okay. Okay, all right. Okay, I think we all know the answer. Tell me if you agree, and I'm going to ask Ack as well. Is it not McDonald's? Is it not McDonald's?
They you think different? Kings. I've never been to Arby's. I can't imagine the sandwiches look the way they do on TV, but...
Oh, forget that. Speak from experience.
McDonald's is definitely by far. Yeah. Those burgers are flat as could be. I mean, they look juicy and high as hell. And those commercials, and you come again, it's like, is this squished down? Someone step on this in the back?
Yeah, McDonald's, bro. Listen, man, them burgers on TV,
oh,
they look exquisite.
Look filling.
Yeah.
Wow, I just need one here. That's good enough for me.
Look, if I don't think they advertise it on television. Everything on TV, Big Mac this and Big Mac that. If you just got a, if they advertised a regular ass cheeseburger on television, it looks amazing. You get a regular cheeseburger from McDonald's, it looks like they sat on it before they gave it to you. Like they got it. They got to be the worst. Hey, Ack, when you get fast food, is McDonald's not the worst between what they sell you or the presentation and what you actually get? It's McDonald's, right?
Yeah, you look at that burger that comes, it's like, what? What happened here? Like, it's like, it fits like three quarters of the bun.
Yeah. I don't even know who, is there anybody that would be second? There's nobody, right? It's just McDonald's. They're the worst.
I haven't had too much. It's just been McDonald's, Burger King, Arby's. So,
right.
You know, but I would say it's McDonald's in the lead, like Secretariat in the Belmont Steaks.
Oh, my God. Now, listen, I've had Domino's delivered. You ever had a pizza delivered and everything on top of the pizza has slid off the pizza?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Hickey, that ever happened to you?
No, I don't get pizza delivery that much. And when I do, it is probably Domino's and that thing is baked on there. So, man, thankfully, no.
I've had one time, I was so mad. I'm like, I had to wait forever for this stupid pizza to get here. And then everything on top of the pizza is on the side of the box. It all slid off. I'm like, what did they do? Drive uphill the whole way here at 90?
What do you do? Do you ask for another one? Or you just put it back on yourself?
Hey, I'm Ian Rappaport, except for I paid for this. I'm snitching.
Okay. I'm calling the manager.
Yeah. You can log a complaint for Domino's. They sent me a free pizza. They did,
with the toppings on it this time.
You know, I had to wait a while. Okay, I had to wait 3 days before I could get my makeup pizza. Okay, I was hungry. I had to eat it. I had to put the toppings back on the pizza myself.
Like a savage.
I would have been afraid to eat that pizza.
Why? Because it's just the stuff fell off of it. It's still the same.
No, it's but just, the one that they send 3 days later. I mean, because you got some, you know. Some people in the kitchen that may be like, who's this guy complaining?
No. You think they look at stuff like that, Ack?
Wouldn't surprise me. I'm not saying they do.
How would they know? I mean, if they're just making pizzas and making pizzas, they're probably They're probably screwing up three pizzas a day. They don't know who's the guy that's, you know, they don't know. All they know is they don't probably even know that.
It's like sending back food, you know. That guy at table 37, take this.
You know, there's a big difference between table 37 and Domino's, you know? A little different. You can see the guy making a pizza at Domino's. I don't know what the chef is doing in the back. I don't know. I have to make my own Domino's pizza next time. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break when we come back. Man. I'm going to tell you about a coach who may not come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
I try to behave like a professional. I try. Sometimes. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. As we, you know, kind of came back from break, I kind of popped open and around, looked at some scores and everything going on in sports right now. Steph Curry is having one of those games. Yep, he is. Right now, the Golden State Warriors are in Orlando. They're beating the Magic 89-82. Steph Curry already hit a three-quarters court three-point shot, okay? But outside of that, Steph Curry has 43 points. He has 9 threes through the third quarter. The NBA record is 14. Do I think this guy is just going to, you know, launch his six more to break the record? I highly doubt it. But, I mean, damn, 9 threes through three quarters? Steph Curry is shooting 13 of 19 from the field flat period. Steph Curry with 43 points through three quarters. He is lighting up the Orlando Magic. What else is new? Kevin Durant didn't want a front row seat to any of that. What can I say? I guess he didn't want to take away Curry's shine. I don't know. 855-212-4227. Also, I mentioned this, you know, earlier this week, and we heard that Greg Popovich, we shouldn't expect him to be back the rest of the season. But Greg Popovich did put out a statement, not only saying that he'll be gone the rest of this season, but he's hoping to return next year, which would be October. And I still go and say to myself, man, you just had a stroke. Minor, major, in between, it doesn't matter. You just had a stroke. You're 76. It's a stressful job. Now, look, I love Victor Wembanyama, too, who unfortunately is dealing with his own issues with the clotting. But, I mean, damn. Look, whatever makes Greg Popovich happy, if he's healthy enough to do it and it can make him happy and it's a benefit for everybody, then I say go ahead and do it. But, look, nothing lasts forever. A matter of fact, here is ESPN, and he gave a report on Greg Popovich and what he said to the Spurs. He showed up to the facility.
I'm told it was an emotional meeting between Greg Popovich and all of his players for the first time since he suffered the stroke in November. My understanding, tears were shed because players saw their coach, who was clearly recovering from a stroke, still rehabbing, and they saw the physical signs of someone who has had hindrance, something that's clearly hindering him from the stroke. And this is someone in Greg Popovich, guys. He wants to coach. He badly still wants to be out there. And that's what players see, is someone that had his life and what he's wanted from a professional perspective being taken away, his joy for coaching. And a lot of the meeting was also filled with typical Pop, and that's motivational messages. Mm. That's the wit. That's critique. That's praise and advice for players. But this is someone that made it clear, you know, Greg Popovich, he's not going to be coming back this season.
Yeah.
Mitch Johnson is going to be the coach for now. And Greg Popovich's NBA future remains uncertain.
Yeah. That sucks, man. Look, you got to take care of your health first. It don't matter who you are. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Jay's here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
Excellent. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm a huge fan of the show, man. Love it.
Thank you. What's going on?
Well, you was talking about the NBA situation, and I'd love to get your intake on who would win a championship and your perspective, but I got another question about what you think about Milwaukee. Like, do you think Dame's a good fit, or do you think they need to just blow it up?
No.
And just say your opinion. I love the show, by the way, bro. I love it. Love it.
Thank you. Tell 20 other people, Jake. Thank you for calling from Baltimore. I'll answer both questions. I'm fine with Damian Lillard being in Milwaukee. He is a closer. He's a shot maker in a way that Giannis Antetokounmpo is not. I'm just not sold on the rest of the team around him. I know you got Kuzma in, and you know, we got Middleton out, even though Middleton has been hurt, injured. He's not the player he was a few years ago with all these ankle injuries. I'm not sold on the Bucks. There's not enough there. There's not enough depth. I'm fine with Giannis. I'm fine with Lillard. Not sold on the rest of the team. And I still favor the Celtics to win the championship. They're bigger than everybody. They're ridiculously athletic. They're long. They can shoot shots. They're a complete team from top to bottom. Even these guys, Pritchard. I mean, they got dudes that people don't even talk about. Yeah, Drew Holiday. Nobody talks about the Celtics because they're winners. Rob is here from Connecticut. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Rob, quick.
Hey, what's going on, JR? First off, I want to applaud you and Hickey for another great night and entertaining night. You're always making me laugh.
Thank you.
And then also, I want to ask you how your day was. You know, you said something the other day.
What?
No one ever asked you about how your walk was. So how was your walk today?
Well, I didn't get a walk in today. Too damn busy, man.
Okay, I understand.
Thank you for asking. But go ahead. We're up against the break.
One of the other things I was going to say is, you know, the Myles Garrett thing, you know, being a Buffalo Bills fan, you know, I'm drooling at that.
Uh-huh.
It's a long shot, but I think it would look very nice in a Buffalo Bills uniform, you know.
Oh, wow. So, well, we know Vaughn.
You know what? I was going to also say this. I hope that Bart Winkler is having a good time at the Milwaukee Bucks game. He brought his son to his first NBA game tonight.
Oh, God bless him. Hopefully he sees Bango. Well, thank you, Rob, for calling.
JR, always a pleasure, bro. Keep doing what you're doing, all right?
Well, thank you, Rob. Appreciate you. Yeah, Bango. That, was he a deer? He's a deer, right?
The deer's mascot name is Bango?
Yeah, his name is Bango. He looks like he got hit by a truck. He does. And Bango looks like he got hit by a truck. For your Buffalo Bills, do they got a pick? I mean, where are they picking? Like 28 or something like that? 29? Like, if I'm the Browns, do I want that for Myles Garrett? Got to come better than that. I know Von Miller's going to be gone. Anyways, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. The phone lines are still open. You know what? When we come back, we're going to talk about some NFL teams that actually have some money to spend and more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.